This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Cultivate, an Introduction. In high school, I was an avid athlete. I participated in sports year-round and spent many weekends playing volleyball with friends. In college, I joined the club's softball and volleyball teams, went to the gym often, and walked multiple miles across campus to classes. I managed to keep up with a modified level of physical activity after landing my first job as a teacher. And then I had kids. Team sports were the first to go, followed by any consistent exercise routine. Sleepless nights caring for little ones led to decreased willpower and poor food choices that resulted in a lack of energy and dissatisfaction with my body. My stress level rose, my relationship suffered, and I felt lonely and disconnected from God. 3 years later, when asked to be in a wedding where I'd be wearing a strapless bridesmaid dress, I decided it was time to get my health back on track. I borrowed P90X, followed a workout calendar and meal plan, and promised myself I'd be disciplined so I could finally lose the baby weight. It took me 5 months to complete a 3-month program, but the fact that it took longer than expected didn't detract from the benefits I experienced. Improved endurance and mental tenacity, newfound energy, and a sense of accomplishment for finishing, to name a few. There were many days I struggled to get motivated, but the thought of staying where I was instead of moving toward my goals encouraged me to take baby steps, one positive decision at a time. Soon other women started asking what I was doing to keep in shape. I saw this as an opportunity to help them, put my background in human physiology and nutrition to good use, and hold myself accountable to continuing a healthy lifestyle. These things were true, but in time, I took them to extremes. After completing P90X3, I received an email from Beachbody congratulating me on my results and inviting me to submit photos and video testimonials to appear in their infomercials. I look at those photos now, and I can see that I am grossly underweight. But the positive recognition propelled me to continue on this trajectory, living up to my new identity of the fit girl and conforming to an ideal painted by society. One morning, at the end of a long run, I became lightheaded, my vision went black, and I passed out. My husband called 911, and I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. Extensive testing determined that, aside from high liver enzymes, which doctors attributed to the stress on my body from strenuous exercise, everything was normal. But it wasn't normal. It was a sign I'd taken my health habits to an unhealthy level. I wish I could tell you change happened instantaneously, but that was not the case. For years, I fought to find a healthy balance between self-discipline and grace, between self-care and caring for others, and between working for the Lord and slowing down to seek Him. God taught me the importance of rest, setting realistic goals, and relinquishing control over the outcome to Him. It hasn't been easy, but the end result, walking free in Christ with an identity anchored in Him, is well worth it, and it will be for you too. As I invited God into my health journey, He showed me things I needed to do differently. He broadened my definition of self-care from physical health to include my emotional, social, and spiritual well-being. While writing a post on body image, I sensed a need to reorder my priorities and begin my day with seeking His presence instead of working out. During a Bible study, God showed me that nutrition, fitness, and other forms of self-care can be opportunities to honor and glorify Him when done with the right mindset. Not as a means to achieve the perfect body, but as a means to care for the body He gave us as a gift and grow into the women He created us to become. Through His power and a supportive community, I've been able to make lasting changes. Since then, I've become a Christian blogger, personal trainer, and health coach to help others cultivate positive, sustainable habits for their physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. One habit at a time, we can build a lifestyle that honors the Lord, serves us and our families well, and helps us maintain good health so we can pursue our purpose with energy and vitality. Perhaps you can relate to part of my story. Maybe self-care was easy for you as a child, but as an adult faced with greater responsibility, you're finding self-care requires intentionality, and you just don't have the time or energy. Maybe you've allowed self-care to take a back seat to your career, your kids, or serving others, but you're feeling burnt out and know you need to make some changes. Maybe you're tired of trying to live up to unrealistic expectations, being held back by limiting beliefs, or being stuck in a place of guilt and self-sabotage. You desperately want to live a healthier lifestyle, but you're lacking in motivation or just don't see any reason why this time will be different. I get it. And I know it can feel like you'll never get there, but you will, friend. This is all part of the journey, part of the sanctification process that our Heavenly Father uses to make us more holy, to conform us into the image of His Son, and lead us towards true wholeness. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it will be worth it. And the good news is, you don't have to do it alone. Curious to learn more? Listen on. Cultivate. John chapter 15, verses 4 through 5 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." The Greek root of abide is meno, which means to remain, be present, or be held or kept continually. Thus, to produce godly fruit and live a life that glorifies our Father, we are invited to draw closer to His presence and make our heart His home so we can align our desires with His. Apart from God, we might be able to achieve worldly success, but we can do nothing of any spiritual value. If a state of well-being in mind, body, and soul is something you desire too, it begins by inviting God into your health journey. Our best efforts fall short without Christ by our side, just as a branch withers when it is no longer attached to the vine. When we admit this truth and bring our weaknesses to God, His power works through us, giving us the ability to say no to temptations of the flesh so we can be fully filled by the Spirit. The practice of cultivating has two major steps: removing the weeds and loosening the soil to optimize retention and penetration of air, water, and nutrients. Similarly, we can prune negative habits and create space in our schedules to be intentional about the choices we make and allow God's word to penetrate our hearts. My hope for you is that through the stories, strategies, and support you'll receive from this series, you'll be able to better practice self-care so you can grow, flourish, and live a healthy, fruitful life. Prayer opens the door for God to do the things He desires in us. So let's start there. Heavenly Father, Your word tells us that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, You will make it grow. Today, I bring my faith and my desire to live a healthy, God-honoring life to You. I ask that You help them grow and give me the strength to resist temptations, make positive changes, and accomplish things I could not do on my own. I know it won't be easy and that it will take time, but I promise to stick by Your side and abide in You so I can bear godly fruit. Help me cultivate space to be in Your presence and surround myself with others who prioritize the same things so we can grow in health and holiness together. In Jesus' name, amen. Call to action. Join me to embrace whole person health through positive self-care practices that promote physical, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Visit my blog to sign up for the series if you haven't already. By signing up, you'll receive weekly encouragement from women who have been in your shoes, struggling with body image and depression, feeling disconnected from God and others, searching for a healthy work-life balance, and trying to live out God's purpose before they burn out from exhaustion. You'll receive practical strategies from a Christian perspective, unlike anything else you'll find on the internet. Plus, you'll have an opportunity to dive deeper into discussion on my Facebook page, participate in interviews with the authors, and engage in a community who will support you on your journey. Already signed up? Visit my blog to share this post on social media or forward it to a friend to encourage them to join you. Next week's post is by board-certified nutritionist Rebecca Federowitz on the topic of building healthy, sustainable eating habits. Her advice is golden. You do not want to miss it. Also, I'd like to invite you to join me next Wednesday, September 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for our Facebook Live to hear more about my story and what you can expect in our upcoming Cultivate series. Thank you.